This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to an emergency. Well, not really an emergency. This is just the new normal episode of Buckets. My guest today isn't sick yet. Let's welcome to the show, Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
You aren't sick yet, right?
Just so everyone knows, full transparency, I didn't hear the da-na-na-na-na-na, you're getting buckets. So I was stuck not knowing what to do next.
This is a brave new frontier. I'm in my closet. You're in your bedroom?
I am. I was in the living room, but I made an executive decision to slide into the quietest room possible.
I like that. I still don't know where the microphone is on my computer or in my headphones, but I have great faith that this is going to turn out a lot better than my other podcast because we're using a new software and I'm optimistic.
Wait, so when you did If I Were You with Jake and other friends, did that sound bad?
It was a recording of a phone call. So you know how like cell phone reception is bad and there's a delay and you can't really hear it?
Yeah.
So we started, started the post-corona quarantine pods off on the roughest foot. That way, the next episode, if they're like mediocre, feel great.
And okay.
I'm feeling good about this one.
Okay, yeah. So this is a quantifiable step in the right direction, you're saying?
Yeah. And so we can understand the timeline, the biggest piece of news that most recently happened at the time of recording that already sounds outdated because that's how quickly data is flying at us right now.
Yes.
Is that Kevin Durant tested positive for coronavirus?
We found out about, 15 minutes ago that it was Durant and about an hour ago that four Brooklyn Nets have been tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, four of them. So Kevin Durant is one of them.
Yes. And by the time this podcast is uploaded, which will probably be in 2 hours, there'll probably be so much more breaking news because Jesus Christ, what is happening? Surreal, huh? Super surreal. Life without the NBA, and yet still it's dominating the headlines.
Yeah, it feels like free agency or a draft where it's like Woj is breaking news. Oh, this person was just diagnosed for this disease that may or may not hurt him, may or may not kill him,
right.
He may or may not have spread to elderly or immunocompromised.
I mean, it really goes to show that while athletes, they're just our favorite celebrities. They're our chosen celebrities. We want to know how they're feeling, what they're doing, even when they're not doing their chosen profession. We just want all the news all the time.
Yeah, and I want to know like how he's feeling, like Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell. Let me know what it's like to have coronavirus. Is it like a cold to you? Is it a flu? Are they affected less because they're athletes?
I think that Donovan Mitchell might have went on the Today Show to talk about it.
Yeah. He did talk about it.
I didn't watch the Today Show, but did you happen to catch Donovan Mitchell on the Today Show talking about what it's like to have the coronavirus?
He seemed fine.
Most players seem like they said, like, I was planning on playing that night. You know, the asymptomaticness of it all is kind of interesting right now.
Yeah, Christian Wood dropped like 31-10 while having
it. Yeah, it seems like, and I posited this to you. Is there any chance that, was Christian Wood in like the rookie all-star game or whatever they call it, the young stars game?
I don't think he was.
Was he at all-star weekend basically? Okay.
No, I don't think he
was. Damn, that's insulting. Well, I was going to say, it seems like all the players who have tested positive and come out so far have been on FanDuel like $7,400 and higher, like stars
now.
We haven't seen any bench players. It's like, are they just simply more social? Are they out and about more than, you know, like the, you know, 12th man on every bench?
Or maybe they were playing more and they got it from playing because they were sweating and guarding each other.
It's hard to say, but my hot take was that all these stars have so far had it. And where was the last place they all were together? All-Star Weekend, which is a highly social, highly, you know, just big gathering where people are constantly together and going to a lot of events together and highly social in this community. I wonder if somehow, I mean, like KD, like, I guess I don't know what these guys are doing on the regular, but it's just so weird.
Although I don't think KD was at All-Star Weekend.
So that just pokes a giant hole in my theory. So let's just pretend that he was.
He was in the skills competition.
There you go. I think that just helps my argument a lot more.
All right. We're not here to talk about who's going to live and die. That's not our decision to make yet. Those are decisions left for Italian doctors as of now. But
right.
What we wanted to talk about was the best /coolest/ funniest names in NBA history per letter.
Yes. So now you guys are probably thinking, it's a serious time. Why are they doing this? A, why are they doing this podcast? And B, why are they doing that topic? And my answer to you is, Amir texted me this morning and said, should we do an emergency buckets over the phone? I said, yes. Then he said, should it be serious or silly? And we both agreed that sillier is needed in this time. So that's why we're doing this slightly weird, slightly like not topical, let's do it right now, silliest first names.
Yeah, if anything, evergreen podcasts are worth more now. And, you know, the show must go on. That includes us.
Just keep talking. Just keep talking. That's all they want right now.
Yeah, and let's hope that the software works to record us. Yes. All right, so we decided we were gonna alternate letters. So I get A and then every other letter, and you get B and then every other letter.
Yeah, and let's get ahead of it. We know that we did an episode similar to this with NBA nicknames about a year ago. So when someone like thinks that they're smart and they're like, don't you guys know? Yes, we know. Yes, we're kind of doing it again.
All right, I guess we got to start with A, which is funny because I had one in mind and then you texted it to me when we were coming up with this idea and it was the same exact one.
Yeah, and I think this is a good example of what this game is going to be because it's not like laugh out loud funny, but it is like, oh yeah, that guy with that name. So this is a good example of this game, I think. And I do know the name you're about to say.
Yeah, so my best A name, and I guess yours, is Ala Abdel Nabi.
Ala Abdel, is it Abdel Nabi?
Yeah, it's Abdel Nabi. And I believe he does play-by-play or color commentary now. I forget for which.
Nice, name. Ala.
Yeah.
The rare 75% of your first name is one letter.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole lot of A's.
And then if you include his last initial, that's another one right there.
Yeah, seriously. Four of the first five letters in his name is the letter A. I mean, that's just hard to pull off.
Yeah. How can that not be the number one A name?
Yeah, that feels like you're just, like, trying to be top of the phone book. I mean, like, that is, like, such a, we are the letter A here.
Yeah.
Taking real ownership. So I'm curious, did you, on this list, did you have backups or was it like, this is my number one premier A?
There was some that I like, you know, had to do a little bit of research, but I tried to not just do a word association, but really sit down with every letter and try to remember that letter's name. But Ala Abdel Nabi was the one that came right away.
Yes. Then both of us saying it at the same time a few hours ago over the phone kind of made us say we should play this game because I'm curious if we'll have some crossover here.
Yeah, my honorary mention, which is a football player, I had just like honorary mentions throughout, which is like mostly football players, but sometimes celebrities and other athletes.
Okay.
Is Antoine Randall L. Remember him?
Of course, Pittsburgh Steeler. We loved Randall L.
What a funny last name. Randall hyphen E-L. It's like not L Randall.
Exactly. You'd think the L would come pre-Randall.
Randall L.
L what? It feels like you're like missing one more word. Randall L. Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. And it just ends.
Right. Anton Randall L. Yeah, man. Okay. Want to keep moving? Oh, we should also mention that this is off the top of our head, right? No lists allowed?
Yeah, no lists allowed. And I really tried to not look at Basketball Reference, but I had to for a few.
There was a few where I was like, does this guy exist? And either he existed or I did see another name that I did include for a letter that I don't have. But we'll get to that. Letter U.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Moving on. Okay. The letter B. I have five for the letter B.
What? Wow. Okay.
So really what I'm just trying to do here is just bring up like a whole mouge bouge, a whole just potpourri of basketball players to think about. My number one, the first player, I should say, Bonzi Wells.
No, he's the only Bonzi. There's Bonsai Plants, but he's the only Bonzi.
Right. There's Bonsai Plants and there's Bonzi Wells.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Bimbo Coles.
Great one.
Can you name Bimbo? Is that his real name, Bimbo?
I got to imagine not.
You think that's like a Popeye Jones situation where it's like we call him that, but it's not really what he is or what his name is?
Bimbo was like a slang in the 80s and 90s for a non-smart lady.
Right. Yeah. And so, but why would he go by that? He doesn't look like a non-smart lady.
Yeah, and they definitely wouldn't. His parents definitely wouldn't call him Bimbo to his face.
Okay, well, Bimbo, get back in the house. I could see it. I don't know. Third one on the list, Bam Adebayo. Think that's his first name?
I would say Bam is short for something longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a good shortening. Whatever the long version is, this is the right way to play it.
I was wrong.
Fourth on my list? Yeah. What? Tell me. What were you wrong about?
Bimbo Coles. We weren't wrong, but we just didn't know. His first name is Vernell. So that's a good V name.
I was about to say, just slide it down the list. His name is Vernell Coles?
Yeah, and Bam Adebayo is actually Edris. Okay. E-D-R-I-C-E.
Tell me that Bonzi Wells isn't named Bonzi, and I've provided nothing for this list so far.
It's not. It's Gwen. D'Angelo Wells.
God damn it. All right. Well, please tell me that number four on my list is actually his name, and a name so nice you say it twice, Bogdan Bogdanovich.
that's a great one, and that's his real
name. He doesn't really get enough credit for having the double name. Like some people have two first names. Yes. Some people have two first names. He has two of the exact same first name. Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Yeah. I imagine like Ovich means son of, and then it's like, so I am Bogdan, son of Bogdan is what
I am Bogdan, son of Bogdan Bogdan.
So his son will be Bogdan Bogdanovich.
That's great. And then the last one I have for that is just because he looks so much like his first name, Boban.
Yeah, that's a great one. It might be Boban.
Boban is the name of the friendly giant that lives in your community.
Yeah, and he is a friendly giant.
Exactly. So Boban is correct for that. And those are my Bs.
So that's your number. What's your number one? You got to choose one.
Well, I only have, I guess, two out of the five that count. But if I could vote, I would go Bonzi 10 times out of 10. I still don't know I still don't even know what that word means. Like, even if you shorten it, it's totally new to me.
My honorary mention for B, just because it came up in my brain while thinking of every letter, was Barkavius Mingo, the football player.
Good man, Barkavius. You're a pit bull if your name is Barkavius.
Like last name Mingo.
Love every choice there, Barkavius. Powerhouse name. All right,
great name.
You're up on C.
There's only one C in my mind, and that's Cedric Ceballos, C.
Yeah, I found that I had a couple of where it's like when you go double on the letter, like you're automatically in first place.
Yeah, I don't want to go pure like alliteration here, a la Abdel Nabi, Cedric Ceballos, but those felt like the most A and the most C names.
Yes, they really represent, unless you're talking about AC Green. I mean, those are the right A's and C's for the job. I have one for C, and that is Carlos Boozer. I think that last name is so great.
Yeah, I guess if you don't know that he's a basketball player, just the name Carlos Boozer is kind of fun.
That's just a great name overall. Do you know anything about Carlos Boozer off the court? Like, what did he do off the court? What was his personality like? You got anything for me?
He was definitely loud and very sweaty.
Yeah, off the court too. Okay, got it.
Honorary mention again, football player, but I had to give a shout out to perhaps my favorite name in all of sports is Cecil Shorts the Third.
You have been so smitten by that name. I hosted the HeadGum Fantasy Football podcast years ago, and someone had it, and you giggled, and like you're giggling now. That name fucking got you differently. Look at you. You can't even talk. This combination of letters and numbers. I mean, if that's not your password for all of your logins, I mean, it fulfills all of the asks.
It's perfect. It's Cecil, which is great. Shorts. What?
Give me a noun last name.
The clothing, the plural noun.
And then it's not even the second. He is the third of his kind.
His grandfather and father, both Cecil Shorts, is...
They're just a family of Shorts.
Cecil Shorts. Perfect.
The third. Just perfect.
All right, D?
All right, D. Okay, we're moving on to D. Oh, yeah, I only have six, and then I have an honorary mention. First one, Darko Milicic.
Pretty solid. Darko is great.
I mean... Is it funny? No, but is it a good old word? Yeah, big time. Second one, Darvin Ham.
Oh, that's
do you remember Darvin Ham?
I do. I remember him as a dunker in college.
Did he break a backboard in college?
I think he did.
Might have broke a backboard in college.
And then he was like a dunk participant in the NBA, I think, in like his first or second year. And then most recently, he was Lakers assistant coach.
Get out of here. Good for Darvin Ham. Meanwhile, his last name is Ham. Never really thought about it.
Yeah, that's a great name. Darvin Ham.
Much like Shorts. It's like if your last name is a noun, like one or two, just like a short noun, basically, is what I'm trying to say. It's going to win with me. So Ham, Shorts, these are going to work. Another D, Dragon Bender. I mean, Dragon Bender.
Yeah, that sounds like... That sounds like you're a fantasy character.
Yeah, you're like a magician or something, but Dragon Bender. How to Train Your Dragon Bender. this next one is a funny name. This is just like funny out of the mouth. If you say it, you just smile. He's a player from the 80s. I've never forgotten this name. Dickie Simpkins.
Chicago Bulls great. Dickie Simpkins.
The whole thing, Simpkins, is just a treat. I feel like Simpkins is a dessert. Dickie. He could have went Richard. He could have went Dick. He kept a little Dickie.
It's funny that we are living in a world where we're living in a world with Richard Simmons and Dickie Simpkins.
That's true. If you say Richard Simmons with a mouthful of food, it just sounds like Dickie Simpkins. All right, number five on my list of six, Dave DeBuscher. I grew up as a little kid thinking his name was Dave the Butcher. That's true.
Okay.
So I had to put that in.
Yeah.
And then number six, friends with Ben Schwartz. I see them like tweet at one another from time to time, and it never makes sense. Detlef Schrempf.
Yeah, they did an episode of Parks and Rec together.
Oh, is that why? Okay, got it. Well, Detlef is a cool name, but when it rhymes with Schrempf, it's just a real winning name all around. Detlef. Great. Sonic's great, right? Did he ever get traded?
He was a Pacer in the early 2000s.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was a Pacer in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And then my honorary mention, I think this is probably my Cecil Shorts. In all of sports, this is the funniest name to me. Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus. When you hear that as an 11-year-old, you're like, there's no way this is real.
I could tell you the first time I ever heard that, I was sitting in my library in elementary school, and I took out like an NFL football greats off the shelf, and the first page was Dick Butkus, and I opened it up, and I started laughing to myself so hard, and I was like, I'll never forget this. I was like 7.
You stopped laughing last week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my Cecil Shorts the third.
Yeah, Dick Butkus. All right, what's your number one NBA name with D?
It's got to be Dickie Simpkins.
All right, I like it.
Dickie Simpkins holding down the D.
All right. E was tough. E was oddly hard.
Yeah, this was one of your last letters, I think.
Can you think of any E's? I only thought of one, and it wasn't even that good.
Not really. El Del Nebi was the only one I could come up with.
Yeah. Ely Eb Del Nebi.
El Del Nebi.
Etuan Moore?
Yeah. Nothing funny about it. Cool name, actually. Like, low-key cool name, but it's all we got.
I had to look it up. I found a cool name, but we don't have to harp on it for too long. But Elgin Baylor is
cool. Elgin's name. Just feels like you're rich. Elgin.
Yeah. Elgin Baylor.
Well, I'm happy to fast forward to F because I'm thrilled with my first one.
Wow, okay.
His name is Fat Lever.
Yep. Fat Lever.
Lever. Okay, got it. Fat Lever.
I believe his name was like Lafayette or Leafet or something like that.
Oh, god damn it. Is this a Bonzi part two?
No.
His name's not Fat. Well, his name's not Fat. Is that what I'm finding out?
Well,
it's bad enough that the coronavirus is spreading like wildfire, and now I'm finding out that Fat Lever's name isn't Fat.
Well, at the very least, it's like short for something like Lafayette or Leafet or something fat related.
You think the world can't get any worse, and then you find out that Fat Lever's name isn't really Fat. This has been a tough week, Amir. This has been a real tough week. All right. Well, then, I guess I'll have to go down to my second option, not as fun, Flip Saunders. Is Flip short for anything?
I always assumed Philip, but I can look it up.
If Flip Saunders' name isn't Flip, Amir, this week...
Yeah, it's Philip. There's no Flip. There's no Flip.
There's no Flip, and there's no recovering from the amount of bad news I've been receiving on this phone call. All right, well, then all I have is my honorable mention. Again, not an NBA player. His name, I believe he was with the Cleveland Browns organization, Freddie Kitchens. Last name, Kitchens.
Oh, yeah, he was the coach, right?
Yeah, imagine meeting a guy named Tommy Bedrooms.
He sounds like a chef.
Yeah, Freddie Kitchens. It's like what a mafia guy would like call the guy who makes the meatballs. Yeah, Freddie Kitchens is in the kitchen working it up.
Yeah.
You're right.
Do we have any F? Fat Lever's got to be the number one F. I'll give that to you.
Thanks, man, but I know I didn't earn it.
Not a lot of good G's either. The best I can come up with was my favorite G name, which is Gorgie Jang.
That's a great name, but you did miss the best name.
Oh, what?
God Sham God.
That's right. Okay, man, you're right. It is God.
God is omnipresent in his first and last name.
There is no God Sham God.
Yeah, there's more God in his first and last name than not God. There's six letters of God and four of non-God.
And I guess he either changed his name or was legally born, but his name is officially and legally God Sham God. Starts and ends with God.
Yeah. What is the God Sham God? It's kind of like a crossover with one hand where you never like put it in the other hand.
Imagine a right to left crossover, but instead of crossing back from right to left, you do it all with your right
hand. Yeah, and that sounds and looks awesome when players do it, but isn't that what we were taught when we were young basketball players as a carry? Isn't that a carry when you like like palm the ball over?
Well, you're not really, it's still like two dribbles. So it's like, imagine crossing over with your right, but instead of it landing in your left hand, you just sort of snatch it back also with your right.
Okay, got it. So your does your hand come off the ball for a second?
Yeah, you dribble with your right across your body, and then you snatch it back with your right hand still.
Oh, yep, yep. With a move like that, your name is God. That's pretty cool.
That's a good one. God, okay. Shame, God is G, yeah.
Okay, I think that might be our G for goat.
All right, who's your H?
So I have two H's. The first one is Haywood Workman.
Great.
Do you remember Haywood Workman?
I not only remember him, I believe he's a referee right now.
Stop it. Tell me more about Haywood Workman's referee career. In the NBA?
Yes, I think he's an NBA ref. It's like one of those names that's four nouns together.
Yes, Haywood Workman.
Wow. And
his
middle name is Wilvon, which is even better.
Interesting. Mike Wilvon. So Haywood Workman is an NBA ref. Is he the first NBA player to convert into referee status?
Leon Woods, another tall ex-player, is a ref. I think there's a few.
That's interesting. I wonder what motivated them to, like, so many of them go into coaching or trying to get in the booth. It's like some want to be a ref. It's like when you're like, you want to be a cop after being a criminal for so long.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like, oh, you want to be them? All right.
I want to be the guy that gets yelled at.
I want to yell at the future me's of the world.
Yeah, and you're supposed to not root, but like, how can you turn off any rooting interest in a game? Like, if somebody's yelling at you all year, don't you want to see him suffer at the end?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many clips of like referees talking to Michael Jordan and just wanting to be his friend. So badly wanting to be accepted by Michael Jordan as their friend. It's just like, just great.
I believe and, you, Michael.
Yeah, that one clip. Oh, you sure, Mike? Oh, I believe you. I believe you, Michael. Just great. Great stuff. And then my other H, I don't even think he made it to the NBA, sadly, but his name is a sentence, and for that, he deserves to be on this list.
Okay.
Hank Gathers.
Oh, yes. R.I.P.
Yes, R.I.P., but his name is a short sentence. So I'll let you choose, unless you have an honorary mention, of between Hank Gathers and Haywood Workman, better name in the NBA.
I think Haywood is my favorite. Haywood Workman.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong about that.
Or letter I. I got one.
Let's hear it.
Another FanDuel All-Star. Do you know who I'm going to say?
A FanDuel All-Star. Now I should give it some more thought. Ivan Rab.
Yes. Very good.
That is unbelievable.
Ivan Rab. Rob. Broccoli Rob.
Yeah. Yep. He's an Omari Spellman.
Where is he?
Yeah. Where is Ivan Rab right now? Is he G League? Is he G League in it somewhere?
I guess he was only in the NBA last year on the Memphis Grizzlies. For two years, he was on the Grizzlies. I guess he's not in the NBA anymore, but my favorite I name, Ivan Rab.
Yeah, Broccoli Rab. He definitely was a must play like twice last year, whereas like for $3,700, yeah, he might get you 28 FanDuel points.
That's right. Marcus Gasol's been traded. Valanciunas is gone. And Ivan Rab is starting at center. He might get three blocks for you.
Yeah, he might get 12, 9, and 3. And he somehow has made it onto this podcast four times because of it. Okay, letter J.
All right, J it up.
First name of four, I've got Jimmer Fredette.
Hard to beat that.
Jimmer. Is that a nickname?
Yeah, for James or Jimmy.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Do you think his name is actually James and he goes by Jimmer, or do you think that he was born Jimmer?
Yep, it is. It's James. It's James.
I am striking out left and right. Okay, next one up then. Jackson Hayes, J-A-X-O-N.
That's cool.
Do you know who Jackson Hayes is?
Yeah, he's that high-flying rookie on the Pelicans.
Yeah, he's the center on the Pelicans. It seems like they have a lot of centers, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they're all like 6'9 and are either centers or point guards or in between.
Right. And Okafor, he's on that team as well? He's a center on that team?
Another J.
What? Oh, Jahlil Okafor. Yeah, but does he get any run?
I think once Zion came back, he was relegated to the bench quite quickly.
Damn, he's had a really weird NBA career.
Yeah, he was sort of out. He was outdated as he got drafted, and it's only gotten worse.
So I will ask you, so we're talking about Jahlil Okafor. You tell me who's had a better NBA career, Jahlil Okafor or the name that I am about to say. It's my last name of the J's, Jim McElvain.
I don't want to be Jim McElvain.
Jim McElvain had a shed, right? Like he just had like a good old shed in his backyard. Like he wore jeans.
He wore jorts. I think he had a what is that called? Like a crew cut, a good old fashioned classic crew.
He had a tractor, right?
Jim McElvain.
That man made it to the NBA. Kids, if you don't know Jim McElvain, Google Jim McElvain. He looks exactly like you think he looks.
Jimmer McElvain himself.
Jimmer McElvain. Yeah. That was just, that's like one of those guys that there's a couple guys in the NBA that you're just like, how did you get here? Like, imagine, how did you do it?
Yeah, imagine like if Mason, Miles, and Marshall Plumlee had an uncle with a goatee and a crew cut.
That's right.
The preternatural fucking Myers-Leonard.
Yes.
Jim McElvain.
The first Jim McElvain.
All right, K was an easy one for me. I only had one.
Yeah, we know. Okay, just say it.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
So it's not Kobe Bryant.
No. Kobe is a cool name, but it's not the one that popped out to me.
Got it. I was certain that you were just going to shoehorn in Kobe Bryant in that moment, and I was going to, I kind of have to allow it. You can't say anything anti-Kobe, of course, but
yeah. Okay, so honorary mention.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope. Great name. Do you think that is a better, funnier name than Kevin Love?
Kevin Love is pretty good. That's like a smooth name, but it didn't strike me as a cool name like Kentavious. Maybe I'm just an Avious kind of guy because I really like Barcavious Mingo as well.
That's true. You are an Avious kind of guy. I think that's one takeaway from this podcast episode. If I introduced you to one of my friends, he's normal, he's our size, he looks like all of us, and I was like, this is my friend Kevin Love. Would you like do a double take off that name, or you'd be like, oh, okay.
I would say, whoa, is that your real name?
Okay. That's good. I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, because that's a cool name.
Yeah, Kevin Love. All right, let's hear your honorary mentions, and I'll give you my honorary mention.
Okay, Kostas Koufos.
That's just awesome. That's better than Kentavious Caldwell Pope by a mile. Like, that's Greek, correct? That is just Greek.
I think he's Turkish, but somewhere around there, yeah.
Okay, got it. Kostas Koufos. Yeah. Just great to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Koufos and Callant. And then from the world of soccer, of course... You can't skip K without mentioning Kaká.
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 Kaká. Now, I grew up next to an Israeli family, and they had a husky that they left outside. And sometimes that husky would poop in the driveway. And when it pooped in the driveway, the young Israeli boy who lived next door to me would call it Kaká. And I have never heard that before. Is that an Israeli phrase for duty?
Yeah, cocky as shit.
Cocky, yeah. Cocky. Okay,
caca,
got it.
You know, duty, caca, it's all part of the shit family.
Right, and still he's going with it. Caca.
Yeah, caca.
That's actually really close to my honorable mention, which is Kiki Van de Wey.
That's pretty good.
Kiki Van de Wey. I believe he went to my high school.
Yeah, Kiki's very good. I'll give him second place for sure.
Okay, got it. Moving on. Letter L, Amir, are you aware of the basketball player Lucius Jackson?
I remember Lucius Harris. I didn't know there was a Lucius Jackson as well.
Okay, so I wrote this down, and I was like, I want this to be true, and I can't confirm it. So there's no Lucius Jackson?
Lucius Jackson. I mean, there might be. I can check it out right now.
Please check it out. I want there to be a Lucius Jackson.
There's a Lucius Allen and a Lucius Harris and a Luke Jackson, but I don't know if Luke Jackson is short for... Oh, wait. Luke Jackson's full name is Lucius Jackson.
Give me that.
But there's no way you were thinking of him because he retired in 1972.
Okay, no, not him. I got it right by default, but it was not correct whatsoever. Okay, so there was no Lucius Jackson. There's definitely two question marks in parentheses on my list there. Moving down then, low-key funny name to me always, Larry Bird.
Yeah, that's a funny name for a really good basketball player.
Larry. Can you think of a bunch of other Larry NBA players?
Larry Johnson.
Grandmama. Okay, that's all. And then Lonzo Ball. Yeah. It's not even that funny, but just like Ball. There are a bunch of L balls in that family. It's just so on the nose.
Yeah, of course they were going to be basketball players.
I mean, with a last name like that, like if your last name is The Butcher, Dave the Butcher, like you should become a butcher. It just makes sense. Lonzo Ball did it correctly. Right.
One of my favorite names to say is an L name.
LaFonso Ellis.
That's a good one, too. Was that on your list?
It was not. That just came
to That's me. Really good, actually. LaFonso. Not Alfonso, but LaFonso.
LaFonso, yeah. R.I.P.? Is LaFonso still with us?
I think he is. His okay. teammate, Rodney Rogers, is dead. Or maybe paralyzed. I don't know. I can't keep Yikes. Up anymore.
Okay, moving on. What's your favorite L name to say?
Luc Richard Mbah'Amute.
That's a good one. Luc Richard Mbah'Amute, correct?
Yeah.
Beautiful name. Yeah, just a beautiful name. Where's he from?
Oh, God.
Is that a Congo?
So too afraid to guess incorrectly. I wanted to guess Cameroon.
Right, but you just declared that somebody might be paralyzed, so it seems like you're like empty guesses. You've used your one for the episode.
Great news. He was born in Cameroon.
Okay, got it. And you get your challenge back. That's what that means.
Hell yeah. Okay. Now, should I test my powers by seeing if Rodney Rogers is alive? Yeah, he is alive, and indeed he is paralyzed.
So it feels bad to like celebrate your win in that one. We kind of wanted you to be wrong there, ideally.
I'm glad he's alive. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, let's move on to the next letter. What do you say? It seems like this letter's gotten us in some hot water.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Emma. Mo Bamba.
You're going to beat it with Meta World Peace.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But Mo Bamba is for the children. We love Mo Bamba.
Yeah. Mo Bamba is his real name.
Is Bamba an Israeli powdery puff?
Yes. Think of Cheeto Puffs, but instead of cheese, it's peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter. That's right. Okay. And when you were a little kid, would you say, "I want Mo Bamba"?
Well, I would say it in Hebrew, but yeah, I could say in theory, "I wanted Mo Bamba."
That's right. Okay, great. I really just wanted to like shoehorn that joke in.
Mo Bamba.
Okay, moving on to the letter N. I think the Knicks drafted him, maybe not, actually, come to think of it, but his name is Nazi Mohammed. NASR, but pronounced Nazi, correct?
NAZR, I believe. Nazi NAZR. Mohammed. Yeah.
Right. Tough. I mean, like, it's just tricky. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it ends in an R. So like, don't lean into the fact that it's kind of Nazi.
That's it. That's the problem. It's but no one pronounces it Nasser, correct? It's E, Nazi.
Yeah. Just say Nazer.
Right. I think we'd all be fine with Nazer, frankly.
Yeah.
Naz, Nazer, and Nazist. And then my second on the end list, in the family of your kaka, I'll show you Nene.
Oh, that's great. A single.
Yeah. Can you name any other single named NBA players besides Nene?
No, they're both Brazilian. I think it's a Brazilian
thing. I think it is a Brazilian thing. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Well, I got Nene and I got Nazi for the letter N.
It's hard to beat Nene and Nazi.
Yeah, the big two.
All right. Moving on to O. Not a lot of O.
I have one.
I have Othello Harrington.
Yeah. We loved Othello Harrington, correct?
Yeah. He was a Knick.
He was a Knick. He was just like, did he come out of that like Georgetown, like every 4 years we produce another center?
Yeah, exactly.
When it was like Ewing, Mutombo, like was it Hibbert? Was it him?
Yeah, Othello is just a very powerful name.
Right. What about the NBA player who lives in a refrigerator? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who lives in a fridge?
This is a riddle. Which NBA player lives in the refrigerator?
Pig Miller?
Rude. OJ Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was wrong. OJ Mayo is the best name.
Sorry, Oliver Miller.
I know his full name, and it's even better.
What is it?
Oventinge Anthony.
Very nice. And his last name is truly Mayo.
So they really, like, backed into the OJ.
Yeah. OJ Mayo. Love it. Middle name? Lettuce.
A terrible sandwich. When you're eating OJ and mayo, things have gone wrong.
It's day 17 of the self-quarantine. All of your rations are out, and now you're having an OJ mayo sandwich. Things have gone horribly wrong.
What's the bread? What's the bread in an OJ mayo sandwich?
That is a really good question. Whatever you've got, a book? maybe. Maybe you just pour some orange juice on a book, put some mayonnaise on the pages and just eat it.
Awesome. I can't fucking wait till April.
Day 17. That's all it is. 2.5 weeks away, folks. All right. Okie doke. Yeah, this is all very necessary in the time we're living in right now. Moving on to the letter P. Is that what we're doing?
P as in don't panic by.
Don't panic. But is Popeye Jones' name actually Popeye? I feel like how I've been trending today, it's not.
Ooh, I can look it up.
Is his name Ronald? Something tells me I have a basketball card that says Ronald Popeye Jones.
It is. Very good. Ronald Damn. Popeye Jones.
Okay, got it. So then we'll move on from Ronald Popeye Jones. Amir, here's another riddle for you to see if you can get this one. What do you call somebody who has put on their clothes that they're going to sleep in and puts the shirt inside the pants? It's a riddle.
A PJ Tucker.
That is correct. Well played, friend. Well played, friend. A PJ Tucker.
Pretty good.
Then following PJ.
I like that.
PJ Tucker still, he's a Rocket, right?
Yeah, he's a Rocket.
He's like $3,700 now, FanDuel. Is he their center?
Yeah, he's their starting center. He's 6'4".
Right, right. And then Purvis Ellison, we've got after. Nervous Purvis.
I like Purvis. Never Nervous Purvis.
Purvis Ellison. Something about naming your child Perv is just off to a bad. Like it's born in second place. This is my Perv. And then lastly, who's the best Italian to ever play in the NBA?
Danilo Gallinari.
Damn it. It's not Pablo Prigioni. Let me ask you again. Who's the oldest Italian to ever play in the NBA?
Pablo Prigioni.
My man. Stick the landing. Thank you for that. That's a pee-pee.
I thought he was Argentine.
God damn it. He has to be Italian. Please be Italian.
No, he's Argentinian. But
are you?
I still got it.
Time out. Is he definitely Argentinian?
Yeah. Born in Argentina.
God damn it. All right. Maybe he played a couple of games in Italy. Really scraping the bottle of the barrel.
There's a chance he... Yes. Okay. Wikipedia says he's both Argentine and Italian.
Oh, Amir, we met in the middle and that's why we're friends. I love to hear it.
Is the name better than Pops Monsu Binsu?
Oh. Friend, it is not. You win this round.
Pops?
Pops, what... Remind me a little bit about Pops. What's his last name? Monsu Binsu?
Yeah, let me look up exactly. Pops Mensa Bonsu, actually.
Okay. How many years did Pops...
Senegalese. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Senegalese basketball player from England.
Okay.
Played with the Dallas Mavericks and the Toronto Raptors and the New Orleans Hornets and a whole lot of European clubs.
Okay. Pops Mensa Binsu? Is that correct?
Yeah. Pops Mensa Bonsu.
Bonsu. Beautiful. There's another real beauty of a last name for the letter R. So I'm curious if you found it for the letter R.
Oh, you mean P?
Oh, didn't we just do P? I'm saying I was moving on to the next letter because there's one that has like the all-time great, for my money, NBA last name. And his first name starts with R.
Okay, but what about Q?
Oh, God. So Amir, do you remember how I told you I totally forgot Q?
You keep skipping Q.
I've skipped Q on the text chain leading up to this. I've skipped Q. Is Q my letter or is Q your letter?
Q is my letter. You had P.
Thank
you. I'm taking Q.
Something's happening to me where I just don't remember that the letter Q exists. Okay. You've got Q.
It's been a long week. We can talk real quickly about Quintel Woods. Quintel. A great Scrabble name.
Shit. That is great. Where did he play? Denver?
It was on Portland for a little
Yes, bit. That is a Portland name for sure. Sick name.
Quintel Woods. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're back to R.
Okay. Got it. So that was it. That was our whole list.
Yeah. That was my cue.
We apologize, Quentin Richardson. For me, there's a couple studs, but the all-time GOAT for the letter R is Ruben Boomjay.
Yeah. That's a good one. Boomjay.
That is just a GOAT last name. Is he also Georgetown?
I want to say yes, and I won't even look it up.
Okay, perfect. And then after him, I have another name that sounds like very royal because it is Royal Ivy.
Oh, that's a great name. That might be my favorite R. Royal Ivy.
That's like old money. That's your name. That's old money.
Isn't that what's in Wrigley Park?
Oh yeah, right.
Isn't that what the outfield is made out of?
Royal Ivy. Yeah. When
yeah.
Yeah. Let's just... Solid. And then maybe this is a good time to, I'll say one more name, and maybe this is a good time to check in, and I'll get to it in a second, with who the other three Brooklyn Nets are who may have got coronavirus. I don't know if you found out yet, but my third R is Rodion's Kurucs.
Yeah, I made a it's definitely Rodion's Kurucs joke in a text message before.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's like there's rarely a first and last name that both end in S, unless you're Kofis Kuspis.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's like I don't know if it beats Royal Ivy.
No, it definitely does not. But like you could take off both the S's from Rodion's and Kurucs, and his name could be Rodion Kuruk, and that would be perfectly fine.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. It's just a it's a very pluralized
name. Yeah, it doesn't need to be two of them.
But Royal Ivy is the winner from the letter R. But I am curious, Amir, have you gotten any more information as to whether the other three names have been revealed from the Brooklyn Nets?
No. I'm seeing Tom Brady is looking like he's going to land in Tampa Bay, but nothing about the other three Brooklyn Nets.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Should we go S?
Yes. S, I'm stuck between two, so I'm hoping you have a decision for me.
Okay, great.
It is either I'm tied between Sedale Threet, one of my favorite Lakers growing up.
And great name. Sedale. Never heard it before.
Yeah, Sedale.
Great name.
And Sindarius Thornwell.
That's another Arius. Oh no, Barcavius. You were Avius and Arius.
Yeah, Avius, Arius.
You really like the Eus.
Yeah.
Of those two, I'm a bigger fan of Sedale Threet.
All right, great.
But can I throw out a few more names for you?
Sure.
See if they beat Sedale.
Okay.
So let's play a game, does it beat Sedale? All okay. You have to say is, does beat Sedale or doesn't beat Sedale? That's all you have to say. I'm going to name four names, and after each name, either say one of those two things. Cool?
Okay.
Svi Mykhailiuk.
I love Svi, ex-Laker as well. Okay, next.
Does that beat Sedale?
No.
Does not beat Sedale. That's what you have to say then. Does not beat Sedale. Okay, that's the rule of this game.
Yeah.
Samuel Dallander.
Great name, does not beat Sedale.
Former 76th grade. Serge Ibaka.
Almost beats Sedale, does not beat Sedale.
Damn. Okay. This is our last chance, and I feel like this might be another Bonzi Wells situation.
Okay.
Smush Parker. Smush.
I like Smush. I can't imagine that's his real name.
Why would you go Smush? Legal name Smush? Smush. Come on.
Smush.
Well, those are my pitches. We're not going to even look up whether, let's just say that his name is Smush. Does Smush beat Sedale?
No, I think Sedale's still the GOAT.
Okay, congratulations to Sedale Threet. Moving on to the letter T. I have two names. I'll start out with my second favorite. My second favorite letter T is Tom Gugliotta.
I love the Googs.
Gugliotta. Is that Italian?
NBA Jam All-Star Tom Gugliotta.
Tom Gugliotta. Like, that is just like a name you hear in Long Island everywhere. Gugliotta. Like, that is like a normal, that's Smith for the rest of the country. That's what all last names in Long Island sound like. Tom Gugliotta.
Did he have a barbed wire tat?
He wouldn't go barb. Tom Gugliotta, he like was starting a law firm after his NBA career.
I think I have verified photos of the barbed.
Okay, let me guess where it is. Is it on his ankle?
Better, his right bicep.
The sep. Did he have big biceps? Googs?
I'm sending you a barb.
Talk to me about the Googs barbed bicep. Is it big?
It's pretty big. It's all the way around. I'm going to send it to you just so you see where he's working with.
Okay, Googs. Okay, Googs. That is a thin barb. That is a single barbed wire.
Yeah.
He has one barbed wire. That is not enough. That is not enough. Folks, I don't know what the state of his bicep tattoo is now, but if you can find when he was number 24 for the Timberwolves, you should all see what Gugliotta's very thin barbed wire tattoo looked like. Is that real, Amir?
Yes, that is real.
That looks like a henna you get at the beach. It's like, well, I have $25. What $25 got me? And they're like one barbed wire.
Do you think he still has that on his body?
I have to think that that's turned into a sleeve. That you can't leave that single barbed wire. It looks like a mistake. It looks like he like had his ex-girlfriend's name like tattooed in small font across his bicep. And then they broke up and he's like, just cross it out with like a barbed wire. That's how big it looked. It's so little.
It was a cross out turned into a barbed. It looks like a vine.
It looks like a vine. It looks like a grapevine. It looks like a very thin grapevine.
That's right.
All right. Well, Googs isn't my number one T. My number one T played for the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day. And his name is Todd Day. A.K.A. Tade.
Any relation to Sade?
Sade's son, Tade. But it's like, what day is it? It's Todd Day. When's our next basketball game? Todd, it's Todd Day.
I love it.
Todd Day. It's not tomorrow, it's Todd Day.
It's like, it's the opposite of the coolest name. It's the most boring, plain name. Todd, already boring. And then Day, yeah. The most boring noun.
Yeah. Todd Day. It's Todd Day. It's like naming, if your name is like Brandon Morrow, if you name your son Tom, his name is Tom Morrow. You can't do that.
Or what about Travis Knight?
Travis Knight and Todd Day. Yeah.
So there's only one U in my mind, and it's Udonis Haslam. Luckily, it's a good U.
That is a solid NBA name, Udonis. I was trying to think. There was one point where, since I forgot Q, then I thought that I had to do the letter U, and I was struggling. And I remembered, I thought there was a NBA player named Uwe Krupp, but that was a hockey player from back in the day. But what it did reveal to me is that there was once an NBA player named Uwe Blob. Are you familiar with Uwe Blob?
Yeah. Is it Blob or is it B-A-L-B?
Blab? Uwe Blab?
Yeah, I thought it was Uwe Blab. Or Bulb? Yeah, there was a Uwe. Uwe, so it's Uwe Bulb.
Uwe Blab. It's not Uwe. It's not Uwe Blob.
It is Blob.
Oh, that's satisfying. All right, yeah. So I was looking for a different Uwe, but it led me to Uwe Blob. And that is, now we're talking, Uwe Blob. Just great. Blob last name.
Uwe Blob was a 7'2" German basketball player.
From what era? 80s? 70s? 90s?
Yeah, 85 to 90.
Uwe Blob played 5 years in the league.
Yeah, good on Uwe.
Solid. All right. Well, yeah, Udonis has, like, Udonis feels like a Greek god name.
Yeah.
You know, like you're an Adonis.
Exactly. When you are Adonis, you're a Udonis.
Letter V, Amir. There is a letter V who played for the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you know that letter V?
Of course, there's Van Exel, but that's his last name.
First name, starting with a V. I'll give you 5 more seconds and I'll let you know.
I don't know. Who?
Vander Blue.
Oh, yes. Vander Blue. Great name.
Great name. Talk to me about Vander Blue. Kind of feels like a royal ivy. Like there's something just like very old money about some of these names. What do you know about Vander Blue?
Vander Blue was like a journeyman G League point guard who could always get a bucket, but never quite stay on the court defensively. He was like a Trey Burke type, I think.
Mm, got it. Okay, got it. So could always get you the point, but just would be a liability ultimately.
Yeah.
Vander Blue. Great name, huh?
Yeah, Vander.
And we think that's short for Evander?
I think it was just straight Vander.
I mean, that was definitely like he was called Vander, right?
Yeah, Vander.
And then Vinny Del Negro. Vinny Del Negro was like, he was like the precursor to Manu Ginobili, correct?
Yeah, he was a white, brown-haired, vaguely European male on the Spurs for some reason.
That's right, who get you like 17 and 6 a night.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, yeah, so that's mine too. Vinny Del Negro and Vander Blue.
W. Also, not a lot of them for me. Maybe you have one that I forgot.
Okay.
Walt Williams, the Wizard.
Mm-hmm. Bonus points for the WW. Those are also my initials, so that's good. We love that.
Nice.
Yeah. William Ward Scafuri, so WW, love that. Walt Williams, okay, that's good.
Great. I didn't have any other great Ws, did you?
Well, what about Wesley Person?
Oh, that's pretty great. Chuck Person's brother, Wes Person.
Wesley Person. They're people persons.
That's really good. That's like up there with Todd Day.
That's what I'm saying. If you can get all, like, if we have a new challenge moving forward, if it's to come up with 26 different players who have nouns for last names,
yeah,
like the nouns are just so satisfying when the last name is a thing also, like Wesley Person.
Yeah, it sounds like a default setting on a video game.
Right, player one, Wesley Person.
Yeah, exactly.
And and then this is less good. I guess you might call it worse than Wesley Person, but Wally Szczerbiak.
That's a great name too. All right, those are both better. Yeah. I think I'll choose Wesley Person.
Yeah, Wesley Person is player one. That's such a funny. Okay, great. Is it me? Am I X?
Yeah, you're X.
Okay, so this really comes down to how many Xaviers can you think about? Like, that's really where I was like, how many Xaviers can you name? That was literally the game I was playing. How many Xaviers can you name? And I could name two Xaviers. Could you name two Xaviers?
I can name Xavier McDaniel.
Everyone can name Xavier McDaniel. But is there, and this is going to be another Lucius Jackson. I'm not sure if this person exists. Was there someone named Xavier Henry?
Oh, that's right.
Xavier Henry.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel like Xavier Henry? He was a Laker too.
Xavier. That's right. Yeah. That was just floating out there. Okay, great. And then this is a stab, and this might be wrong and rude. Was there a tall Asian American, or not American, Asian player named Zhi Jianlang? Was that an XI?
There might have been, but now I can't remember. But
Or was it Yi? Was it Yi? Was there a Yi Jianlang?
Oh, yes, Yi. Y-I.
Y-I. Okay, it was Yi. Yeah, I have them both for X and Y. I have a Zhi Jianlang and a Yi Jianlang trying to cover me. And then I have a Tro Jianlangton. Trey Jianlangton.
Of course. X Trey Jianlangton.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
All right, best X name?
It's got to be Xavier McDaniels. He owns it.
Yeah, Xavier. He's literally the X-Man.
X-Man, yeah. I mean, one of them could have been the X-Factor, but no one was really good enough to claim that one.
All right, Y.
Yep, let's hear it.
One Y. One Y. Although when you say Yi, that adds another Y.
Uh-huh. I have a Y for you as well.
I didn't really think of Yao Ming, but because the name I did come up with was a basketball player who is indeed no longer with us. It's Yinka Dare.
So do I. I've got Yinka Dare on my list. He's no longer with us.
Yeah, Yinka Dare passed away, if you can imagine.
Yinka? What happened to Yinka?
Yeah, it looked like he died of some sort of heart failure in 2004.
Oh, how tragic. Yinka Dare, was he another Georgetown center?
He was indeed. No, George Washington.
Same region of the country, but a different school.
Yeah.
Yinka Dare.
And then
Yinka, great name.
He was like the first Puma athlete that I remember. Remember when he signed that deal?
Was he, I mean, it's, you hate to talk about someone after they've passed, but was he a bust? Was he supposed to be like a star?
I don't know if he was supposed to be a star, but he was a first round pick and he didn't stay in the NBA for very long.
Got it. But he did get a shoe deal with Puma, you're saying?
Yeah. And then do you know what sort of dubious honor he held?
I do not know what dubious honor Yinka Dare once held.
He turned the ball over 72 times in the 95-96 season without registering an assist.
Wait, no, that's impossible. he really did that?
That's right. He holds the record for most games played in a season, 58, without recording an assist.
Now, that seems just like hard. You know, it's just like, does that mean he never passes? That's what that ultimately has to mean, right?
Yeah, I think he was like a center in the 90s, so he only like DeAndre Jordan, just like, caught lobs and dunked it. He never had to pass.
But he must have passed sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a lot of games to never record one. That's harder to do than not do.
Yeah, you would think after like 50 games, his teammates would be like, just try to get one in garbage time.
Right, just pass it to me.
Yeah.
Pass it to anyone. Just try passing.
Exactly.
Worth noting that during the Kobe Memorial, the story that Shaq told about when he was like, yo, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, yeah, but there is a me in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then he walked back to the bench and said, yo, you guys should all rebound. Kobe's not passing today. Loved that, man. That was the just hearing him walk back to the bench and telling his teammates Kobe's not passing today was just so satisfying and awesome.
Kobe's not loved passing. That. He's having a Yinka Dare day.
That's exactly right. Kobe was just trying to channel his inner Yinka. Love that.
Kobe's not passing Todd Day.
He's not passing Todd Day. Satisfying. Is there any other letter Z for cool NBA, funny NBA names? And it's not that funny. It really is just cool. Than Zion Williamson.
Yeah, nothing really beats Zion for Z.
Is there anything that even competes? Is there any other Z name that might be Z best?
God, what can beat Zion? Zion is so Zion.
I'm saying. Is there? I'm genuinely curious if there has been any other Z first name.
Zion Williamson or Zach Collins?
Zach Collins. There was another Z. Well, we did it, man. I mean, really what we're just trying to do is pump out some content to take your mind off of the fact of what else is happening in the world. And I think we fulfilled that.
We got really late-breaking Woj bomb news as we were recording. Should I read it?
Of course.
The ex-U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy delivered the NBA Board of Governors call a message consistent with other credible health organizations on grim potential impact of coronavirus pandemic in the U.S., but left owners with hope of restarting the season / playoffs before July.
Okay. And it ends there?
That's the end of it. So they're sort of optimistic that they can start this restart the season before July. Do you see that happening?
Restart the season before July. You know, I'm really just not as optimistic about this thing as the rest of the world. What do I know? But I just think safety first. Because what that really does, doesn't that push everything back? Doesn't that delay next season?
Well, they were even already talking about this before coronavirus, about the season next season or just future season starting around Christmas and going through August. So this might like force that to happen.
Yeah, it's like, is this an opportunity for the NBA to get really creative and to be like, you know what, this season has obviously had like very like unexpected consequences from other things. We are going to return for like everyone is in the playoffs, and it's like we're gonna have two 16 team brackets. So like, can we just go straight into like a tournament style season?
I mean, I think the rest of the regular season is not as important as the playoffs. Like, I'm okay with the playoffs starting. Of course, I'm saying that as a Laker fan and they're in the one seed, that can piss off a lot of like teams on the bubble, but
right,
it really only exactly like affects, you know, like the teams vying, like New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio. Sorry about that, but a huge thing happened, so we have to start the playoffs now. I apologize.
It's super weird though, because like also consider how many players are going to get completely healthy during this time. Like, Nurkic is back on the Portland Trailblazers when they return. You know, like, I don't know what practicing looks like and all that. But, like, all these players who are, like, out, like, KD could foreseeably join the Brooklyn Nets for their final push.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, assuming everything turns out okay. But it's, like, it's going to be such a different season. Everyone, for the most part, everyone who was hurt or sick or anything will be completely healthy and ready. It's just, the teams aren't the same. It's also odd.
Yeah, it's like this weird like postseason that is so far removed. It's going to start feeling like a preseason again, where like players are.
Exactly.
I mean, think about how in shape can you be if you're quarantining yourself? That's without you actually getting the virus. Like, some of these players are going to get sick.
Yeah, the whole thing, the whole schedule of it all just feels like, is it in everyone's better interest to, of course, it's not in the owner's better interest because they're losing so much money by people not coming to their stadiums, but is it in the league's best interest to just call this season an unfortunate wash and to just get right back on schedule, you know, for the following season? Like,
yeah.
If you were Silver, what would you do?
I think I would wait and see, because it's like, what if he cancels it now and then in like 6 weeks people are starting to be able to like de-isolate themselves and it's like, oh, it's mid-April. Maybe a July 1st playoffs could have been possible.
Right. It kind of feels like the whole theme of what we're going through as a country right now is take a wait and see approach, but like, don't rush anything.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And I'd rather than make a decision 6 weeks down the line than right now. But obviously, it would be a bonus and a luxury to play, even in empty arenas.
Right. You know, you just think about how it's like, it feels rebellious to see like two of your friends with like social distancing right now, you know, or like if you're in a crowd of five people, you're like, oh my God, I shouldn't be doing this. To think that last week we were like 33,000 deep in stadiums across the country nonstop. It's like, that just feels like such a different world from where we are right now. And it feels like it takes so much to get there again. It's just wait and see. That's all I got.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, imagine that was happening a week ago. And it feels like 3 months ago, but it was actually 7 days ago that the Lakers played the Nets.
I know, it's a trip. And now the Lakers are going to, they've been encouraged to self-quarantine now because the news of the Nets, is that what you told me?
Yeah, they're isolating now and they're going to get tested tomorrow.
Jesus, man. We have so much more news to get to. It's nuts. But
yeah.
One day at a time.
At least we know the greatest name that starts with L.
And that is?
Who was it?
I already forgot it. It's fine.
Thanks for making the time.
Listen, man, all we got is time.
I'll be here.
And thanks so much for listening with us. And I'm sure we'll be back soon enough.
Yep. Stay safe, guys. Stay indoors.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.